Welcome to Real Stories, a show that has honest conversations from the heart. I invite you to sit back, relax, and allow our guests to speak their truth.
Hello, I'm Taylor the Communication Doctor, and welcome to Real Stories. I just want to say, I come from a family where people didn't always speak their truth. And I think it's so important to speak their truth. And every day I meet people who, because of society, are just walking with that facade because they feel that it is the way to be. And in Real Stories, I want people to know the real story behind the facade. And that is why I do what I do.
Hello, Jennifer, and welcome to Real Stories.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
It is really exciting because you are my third person that I am your third guest really on the show. And I'm really, really excited to have you on here because what's so exciting about you, Jennifer, is that you work with people to help them find their higher purpose. So, Jennifer, I want to know first of all why you do what you do.
Absolutely. So it was actually my own journey that inspired me to do the work I'm doing today. A few years ago, I had checked off all the boxes of what traditional society teaches us that it means to achieve success, right? So I had the big job, the six-figure job, the house, and all the things. And what happened is that I had run out of things to chase outside of myself. And so it's like the fog started to lift. And I realized that despite all that I'd accomplished externally, that internally I was unhappy and unfulfilled. And quite frankly, didn't really know who I was because I had spent most of my life in survival mode. So what happened is I felt that call to change for a while, but ignored it because I was scared and wondered if I could actually change careers or do anything else. And then my mom was diagnosed with terminal cancer. Gosh. And that was really my catalyst to actually taking action because there was a situation where I was flying back and forth across the country, across the US, at that time, trying to spend as much time with her as I could. And there was a situation in particular where I felt like I was under pressure to decide, spend quality time with my mom or be focused on a job that I wasn't passionate about anymore. Gosh, and that was my moment. That was, you know, I said to myself, I'm not going to allow myself to be trapped in my life anymore. And essentially, the pain of where I was exceeded any fear that I had of moving forward into an unknown chapter. And that was really the beginning of the end of that time in my life. It was almost like it was a whole different life. And so I ended up having to step down from my job because I wanted to move to be physically closer to where my remaining family members were. Yes, and yep. And so I transitioned. I eventually figured out that I wanted to start my own business. And at that time I didn't know that I was going to end up doing what I was doing, but it was that journey during that time that inspired me to do this work because coaching and that industry isn't what it is today. You know, it wasn't what it is today a few years ago. Mm. And so I felt like I was on an island, basically. I felt lonely and a little crazy because, you know, everyone in my life was like, why are you leaving a well-established career and a six-figure income and all of that stuff? And it felt like at the time, like just nobody understood me and why I had to change my life. And so that's what inspired me to become a transformational coach and a mentor. And so now I work with other people who are in a similar place that I was in a few years ago, I help them to essentially peel back all the layers of people pleasing, doubt, fear, everything that is holding them back from answering their soul's call to make a change. And so I help them get clear on that, and then I help them take action and manifest it.
You know what? I find that so fascinating. There's a couple of things that you mentioned. First of all, I want to kind of go back to that whole idea of survival mode, because that must be incredibly hard, because I feel that a lot of people on a day-to-day basis, that maybe in a 9-to-5, whether you're in the public sector or corporate, are on that whole idea of the survival mode and not realizing until you stop, until you reflect, that you're actually in survival mode. Because, you know, a lot of the times our emphasis is on money, because you did mention having a job for the six-figure sum, and the emphasis is on earning really good money, you know, paying your mortgage off, paying your bills, all these sorts of things, having really luxurious holidays, all those sorts of things. So you've made a hell of a lot of sacrifice, but just going back to that survival mode, just for people that may not be able to understand what that is, how could you break that down into maybe about two sentences? What is that survival mode, and what's the feeling there?
It's just, it's hard to break that down into two sentences. For me, it goes much deeper. It goes back to some things that occurred in my childhood, actually, which really are the root cause of kind of how I was living that way for so long. Yeah. But survival mode, it's really just feeling like you're existing and not really living.
That's beautiful. That's a real beautiful, because that is exactly, see, you said you couldn't do it. You did it in one sentence there.
I didn't think I was going to be able to do it. And then, you know, that's just what happens. It just came out.
Brilliant. That's the whole challenge sometimes when you ask someone something. But I think it's just that clever play with words. But that's beautiful, because we are existing but not living. So what is living?
Living to me, and you know, I think that this probably means something a little different to everyone, you know?
Yes.
But living to me is feeling fulfilled in what I'm doing and in how I'm living my life, feeling happy, you know? And notice that none of that is anything tangible.
You know what? I would like to ask you another question here. So then, what makes you feel fulfilled?
Well, for me, I love feeling free.
Beautiful.
I love feeling free, and I love feeling like I'm making a difference.
Yeah.
In the world.
And I suppose you must get that feeling from the work that you do with your one-to-one clients when you really see a transformation. Is that right?
Absolutely, yes. And I've actually this year been expanding out. You know, I started a podcast and I've done some group programs, and there's more to come. But yes, that's how I feel. I mean, nothing makes me feel happier than to, you know, help someone experience that awakening, that shift in consciousness to help someone feel like they're finally free of that prison that they've been living in.
That's absolutely beautiful, because you've answered a couple of questions there that I normally answer, which is what feeds your soul. Do you want to ask that? Is there anything more to add to that in terms of you? I think you answered that already in terms of that feeling free. And when I said what makes you happy, but is there anything to add to that if I was asked to say what kind of really feeds your soul?
That's really it. I mean, it's really freedom and helping others and making a difference, right? And when it comes to freedom, there are a lot of different, I want to say, types of freedom, but you know, freedom in creative expression, freedom in being able to make my own schedule, freedom in being able to make as much of an impact that I want in the world, you know, just being free in every way.
you know what, that's, I think that's beautiful. It's almost like a poem when you just said that a moment ago, when you talked about that feeling of being free in every possible way.
It's a good thing we're recording that. Maybe I'll do a post on that or something. That's a good idea.
It's so interesting sometimes from my job just to listen, because sometimes I feel even more than what you're saying, you know, and it's so deep, the work that you do. And I feel there's so much richness in the fact that you were working for this kind of six-figure sum, because I always get those messages through about how you're going to make this six-figure sum. And I just feel, I just kind of go delete when I ever get that message, because I know that's not why I do what I do. That's not what I'm about. It's not all about the money. But it's just so interesting how sometimes people are chasing money but not chasing their passions. And I feel that's a real great way to end the show today, because I feel that's what you're about. And I feel your whole story can just, you know, you've been through so much, and that whole realization that money is not everything, but making people feel that inner happiness and connecting, and all the whole situation that went on with your mother and your mother being diagnosed with terminal cancer. I mean, that in itself is so much to deal with. And then you're on your path to helping others and doing what you're doing. So I feel your journey, Jennifer, is just absolutely amazing. I'd like to thank you for coming on my show today. But before I go, I was going to ask you to do one thing. I want you to plug, if there are any workshops that you're doing, any online workshops or anything that you're doing, any seminars. So it's your opportunity for 1 minute now to just plug away. Off you go.
Oh my gosh. Well, actually, so I have a, you're the first to know, I have a workshop that is going to be coming up in the beginning of October, I believe around the 11th. And that is going to be centered around teaching others how to break through those beliefs that are holding them back from pursuing their dreams. And then I've recently launched a podcast in August, Awaken on Purpose, where I interview people each week who share inspiring stories about how they have actually taken the leap of faith also and manifested their dreams. So definitely check that out on iTunes, or, you know, it's on all of the major platforms. And then there will more than likely be a new group program after the first of the year. Yeah. So just visit me if you're interested in learning more at jenniferspoor.com.
Brilliant.
For all that info.
Thank you so much, Jennifer, again. And I just want to say, from Tani the Communication Doctor, on the story, real stories, adios.
Takeaway from this show is the fact that Jennifer had that six-figure sum. She had everything that was the so-called aesthetic, or everything that they tell you in school you should have. And she looked at that and decided that she wanted more, that wasn't enough, because she wanted to find that inner peace. She wanted to find that connection. And now she works with others, helping them to find their purpose in their lives and helping them to connect. And I think that's my biggest takeaway from this show today, is that we're not going to find everything that we're looking for necessarily in a nice car or a six-figure sum. That's all the aesthetic things. But we have to find that peace within ourselves and understand who we are and what our purpose is before we can really find true happiness. Thank you for giving me that time to listen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to learn more, please visit our website at communicationdoctor.co.uk. And to listen to more real stories, don't forget to subscribe.